Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise God. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God the praise for another opportunity to come with you and alongside you as we share in the study of God's all-sustaining, all-powerful, never-failing word. Happy December to everyone. We trust that all is well, and we just give God glory and honor and praise. We thank God for each one of you tuning in tonight. We have a program tonight that I will be ministering the word of God. And so if you haven't gotten your Bibles and pad pencils, go ahead and grab those. We always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise just to saturate his atmosphere and this atmosphere with his presence because we recognize that God inhabits the praises of his people. So we are going to share with you in a praise and worship song. And then the next voice you'll hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Praise God. We give God all the praise again for his presence being with us. So listen and be blessed as we tune in to Travis Green, and he declares that God made a way. God bless.
Don't know how, but you did it, made a way, standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best, nothing can you by surprise. You got this figured out. You're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way when our backs were
against the wall and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you made a way, and we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only because
you made a way.
Tonight, I'm going to go ahead, hallelujah, and give the phone over to
Pastor Jasper and give the mic over to him, praise God, for to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let us pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise your holy name for being a great and awesome God that you are. Yes, you are
yes,
a miracle worker. Yes, you are mountain mover, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
you are a
oh,
promise
yes,
keeper,
are.
Praise God.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are our Prince of Peace.
Thank
yes, you.
You
are a bright morning star. Yes, you are the good shepherd. Amen. Yes, you are one and true to God. We thank God for your goodness. Thank God for your mercy. Thank God for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank God for your holy word on tonight, Father, your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us into your perfect truth. We praise your name, Father. Pray for your people on this hour, Lord. Pray to endue them on high. To be filled with your Holy Spirit. To be filled with your holy power, Father. Do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God, Lord Jesus. We are a true kingdom builder for the things of God, for the things of Christ. Praise God, Lord. Lord, direct our path, Father, Lord, to do what you call and command us to do, to go, to do, and to be provided for us, Lord. We may go fishing in the things of God in this world to turn them into disciples for the things of God, for the people of God, for such a time as this, Lord. Lord, we praise your holy name. We bless you, those that are true strong survivors, Father. Bless your people, Father. Pray for that will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That spirit, that song just resonated in my spirit tonight. Oh, yes, God, he is truly a way maker. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. When it doesn't even look like that you may know your way, when it looks like things may not be going in the direction, hallelujah, that it should be. Just trust God. Just trust God. Trust in him. I promise you, he works all things together for the good of those that love him and that are called according to his. Oh, yes, he will make a way out of no way. We give God all the praise. Thank you, Pastor Jasper, for that prayer. Praise God. Well, again, welcome, welcome, welcome. And tonight, I just want to talk with you from the topic of God's Christmas plan. Do you have plans for Christmas? You know, we all tend to make plans for the day and the celebration of our birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so, but just as we have plans, guess what? God himself, he had a glorious Christmas plan, and I want to talk about that tonight. Praise God. So Heavenly Father, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, once and again, Lord, that you anoint me afresh, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you use my vocal cords to be able to speak forth your word. Thank you for already going before us, Lord God, touching the hearts and minds of those that are on the broadcast tonight and those that may even hear this recording at a later time, Lord God, to be able to receive of this word, Father. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord, that your word promises that it goes forth and it's going to accomplish everything that you have purposed for it in the lives of your people. So, Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We welcome in your presence, Lord. Now, do only as you can do, Father, and we will be certain to give you the glory and all the honor. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. God's Christmas plan. God's Christmas plan. Well, guess what? We're going to begin with scriptures from Psalms 33 and 11. Psalms 33 and 11. And it says this, the plans of God stand firm forever. The plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through generations. The plans of the Lord stand firm forever, and the purposes of his heart through generations. Psalm 33, verse 11. And then as a supplemental scripture, one that is very familiar, and it says this, and you shall bring forth, this is the angel speaking to Mary, a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God's Christmas plan. You know, most began to plan for Christmas months and weeks in advance. There's holiday travel plans. There's decorating and gift buying plans. There's dinner and party plans. But did you ever stop to consider that on that very first Christmas, that very time of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that, oh, our God had a mighty glorious plan. Oh, yes, he did. You see, Christmas, it did not just simply begin in the small town of Bethlehem at the birth of Jesus Christ, but God had a plan for Christmas even before the foundations of the world. You see, after the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, because of the sin of Adam and Eve, our Father God, because of his love for us, he had a plan. He had a plan. He had a plan to gain back every plan stolen away. God's plan was put in place to regain back everything that Satan's plan had stole away. So you see, on that silent night, that holy night, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, was born God's Christmas plan. Oh, yes, embodied in that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So tonight I want to share with you briefly three aspects of God's Christmas plan. Number one, God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ redeems. God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ redeems. Number two, God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ restores. And then number three, God's plan for Christmas revives. God had a plan for the birth of his Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his precious son, as his son came into this world. God's plan for the birth of Jesus was one of redemption, was one of restoration, and one of revision. So first, let's talk about God's plan for the birth of Jesus Christ, his Christmas plan that redeems. His Christmas plan that redeemed. You see, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had direct, intimate relationship with God the Father. They talked to him audibly, just as I'm talking to you. You can see Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. Genesis chapter 2, verses actually 16 and 17 say this. It says, and the Lord God commanded the man and told Adam, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will surely die. Yet through the disobedience of Adam and Eve, sin separated mankind from direct relationship with Father God. You see, even though he told them, no, don't eat from, you can eat from all of these other hundreds of trees in the garden, but this one tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're not to eat from that tree. Well, of course, you know the story, ushering and the motivation of a serpent, which was Satan embodied. You see, but again, disobedience and sin separated Adam and Eve and separated mankind from direct relationship with our Heavenly Father. But God had a plan. God's plan was a plan of redemption. One aspect of that plan. And when God created Adam from the dust of the ground, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And then the word of God says in Genesis 2 and 7 that man became a living soul. God created Adam, but he did not become a living soul until God breathed his ruach, hakadosh, his divine spirit into Adam's nostrils. God did not breathe his spirit into any other living being except man or mankind. He didn't breathe his spirit into animals. Animals do not possess, hear me when I tell you, the spirit of God. He only breathed his spirit into man and into mankind. So through Adam's disobedience, sin separated mankind from God. In order to fulfill God's requirement for redemption of man's sin, it took one that was both God and human. Yet without sin, it had to be one both God, all man, yet without sin. One that was born of the Holy Spirit and a virgin that had not yet consummated nor joined her spirit with a man. You see, because if it was a woman again that was a married woman or one that had already consummated herself, her relationship with a man, then there would be sin present. But God had a plan. One born of the Holy Spirit and also a virgin. An angelic being, though a spirit could not save us because an angel is not human. See, it couldn't have been an angelic being because, again, angels don't possess human flesh. So for this same reason, an animal could not redeem us. An angel could not redeem us because one of humans brought sin into this world. God planned that only one of human flesh and God's spirit and without sin could redeem us from mankind, could redeem mankind from sin. God had a plan. God also required the shedding of blood for the redemption of sin. John 1 and 7 says this, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we also have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, what purifies us from all sin? There had to be the shedding of blood. 1 Peter 1, 18 through 19 says this, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that lamb that was without blemish, without defect, without sin, hallelujah, praise God. God, through the birth of Jesus Christ, God had a plan. Only through the Father's plan of salvation, through the birth, life, death, and shedding of Christ's redeeming blood and his resurrection, would the requirement for salvation and full redemption from sin be fulfilled. It had to have all of those components that were involved before there would be redemption from sin. Therefore, the purpose of God's plan for Christmas, and the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it was a redemption plan. Next, the purpose of God's plan for Christmas and the birth of Christ was a plan of restoration, a plan of redemption, one, and a plan of restoration, two. We were designed so that true fulfillment in our lives comes from walking the will of our Father and walking out his plan for our lives. Jeremiah 29:11 so eloquently says, for I know the plans that I have, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and to give you a hope and a future. God has a plan for your life. Jesus Christ came so that through salvation in him, we are restored in relationship back to our Heavenly Father. The restoration power of Jesus Christ can restore us back. Also, from in Jeremiah 30:17, Jesus said this. He said, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. There is power of restoration in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In addition to the power of restoration to heal, the power of restoration in Jesus Christ can also restore you from joy, from sadness to joy. In Psalms 51:12, the psalmist says this. It says, restore to me. The joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Restore to me, Lord, the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. The restoration power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That little baby that laid in a lowly manger, God granted and placed with him restoring power, restoration power. God's Christmas plan. Power of Jesus Christ can also restore and provide. Job 42:10 said, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. The restoration power of Jesus Christ not only can restore provisions, and not only can restore from sickness to health, and not only can restore and bring joy from sadness, the restoration power of Jesus Christ can also restore time and destruction. Spirit of the Lord says this. It says, and I will restore to you. This is Joel 2:25. And I'm going to restore to you the years. There's your time. The word of God says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, and my great army which I sent among you. God's power through his son Jesus Christ has power to restore even time. God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Jesus Christ, again, not only redeems, but it also restores. Lastly, the purpose of God's plan for Christmas and the birth of his son, Jesus Christ, is that God's plan revives. Plan was one of revival. What do you mean, Pastor Constance? To revive actually means to restore consciousness or bring back to life, to make alive again that which was dead. This is the perfect description of the purpose of the Son of our God. His purpose was to restore and revive, came to spiritually revive and bring everlasting life, to that which was spiritually dead through sin. He came so that we would not have to pay the penalty of sin. Jesus came also to not only spiritually revive, the word of God says that he can also physically revive. Ezekiel 37:3-5 says, teaches us that the Spirit of God has the power to revive. And it says this, and he said unto me, Son of man, can those dry bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these dry bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Time. When many are dismayed and even depressed, they need to be revived. Some face Christmas filling the void of emptiness left by the loss of loved ones. They need to be spiritually revived. Some are dismayed because of financial difficulties or persistent health and medical issues and broken relationships. They need spiritual revival. But know this, Jesus and the Holy Spirit revives and breathes life all that was dormant and all that was dead. It's a spiritually reviving, resurrecting purpose and power that came with the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Scripture teaches that God revives those that are of a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Isaiah 57:15. It says this, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. The same spirit of revival was birthed in his son Jesus Christ on that silent night in Bethlehem. So you see, God had also a Christmas plan. God's Christmas plan on that first Christmas to God that he did. Because you see, we are still benefiting from the plan of God, God's Christmas plan on that very first Christmas. When he decided to allow for the birth of his son, Jesus Christ, when he decided to allow for any, as John 3:16 said, the whosoever will. For God so loved this world that whosoever, that he gave his only begotten son, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but can benefit from God's everlasting life in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so as you go through planning for your Christmas in this season, as we have now stepped over into December 2023, don't forget the reason for the season. As you are planning all of your events, don't forget the divine plan of God on that very first Christmas that allowed us to be revived, that allowed us to be restored, and that allowed us to be redeemed from our sins through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God's Christmas plan.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Praise God. God. Thank God for the word from Pastor Conley. Amen. God bless. God bless. Thank God for the word of God. Talking about God, divine Christmas plan. Amen. Do you know about, have you taken seed yet by God's divine Christmas plan in your life? Amen. God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. A plan of redemption to redeem us, a plan of restoration, praise God, through Jesus Christ, and a plan of revival, so much more. She did hit some high points there. Through that's enough to carry you on to now next Christmas, praise God. But thank God for the woman of God that's carrying that word, amen. What a joy, what a blessing to know by God's divine plan. Maybe you learn something you didn't know about. Maybe you learn more, better of an understanding of God's Christmas plan for your life and for those that's in your life, amen, to know the truth of God's holy divine word. She went from Genesis to Revelation, amen, talking about Savior Jesus Christ, amen, for the foundation of the world. God always had a plan, a divine plan, amen,
yes.
A divine plan. He had a plan for your life, amen, and my life, but thank God for a divine plan through Jesus Christ to redeem us, amen. Through his precious blood. Amen. So thank God for that. Amen. And it's still going on today. He's still redeeming people today. He's still restoration of people on today. Amen. Through the power of God, God's transformation power. It's still going on today, saints. It's still happening right now, born again believers. It's still going on right now. It's still opportunity for you. Today could be your day of salvation. Praise God. God be the glory. So thank God for the woman of God to bring forth that powerful word. Amen. Good clarity and understanding. And we pray that you'll be able to see something from that and to take it even further. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. 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 Praise God. God has a Christmas plan. Welcome. 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 Praise the Lord. And we thank God again for his plan to redeem, to revive, and to restore us back to right relationship with him. That's the purpose of, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you like to comment regarding tonight's message, or if you have something that you would like to share with our audience regarding what we've talked about tonight, you know, are you thankful for the redeeming plan of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I am. I just give God all the praise. I give him all the glory. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you.
It came with a great price.
Oh, I mean, yes,
Jesus,
it did.
The Lamb of God, Jesus paid the ultimate price for it.
Yes, he did.
I mean, and for us, amen, through the Calvary cross, amen, he paid the price for it.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. He paid the ultimate
amen.
Price. He paid it all.
He paid
so
it all.
That, so that we would not have to. Oh, and I'm so thankful. To God be the glory. I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad about it.
He was our substitution.
Amen. Yes,
for our sins,
for your sins and mine. Caller number 4294, praise God. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
The evening associate, Pastor Gretchen Manley. How are you?
God bless you, Associate Pastor.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for pastors, all the pastors Whitehurst. God bless you so much. I just love hearing your voices on this blog radio station. It just sounds so good and so soothing and so just so helpful this evening, you know, just helping everyone know just what Christmas is all about, the wonderful gift that we've been given through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as you were saying earlier, it's like we could not afford the price that was paid. No matter how many jobs we took out, no matter how much money we made, we would never been able to pay that debt in full, you know. So I thank God so much for that price that was paid with his blood, his precious blood, that could take away the sin of the world, take away my sin, and everyone who decides to accept him and love him and let him be and come into their heart as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just so wonderful to be free. It's like everything we have, everything we need for Christmas, we already have it if you have Jesus Christ in your life. You have everything you need. You don't have to have everything that the stores have. You don't have to have everything that's in the catalogs or Amazon. We have everything that we need being redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We got peace that passes understanding. We got love. We got joy. Hallelujah. We got everything that we need to live a prosperous and purposeful life with Jesus and in this world. And I'm just full. I'm just thankful. And I just hope that all that heard or in the viewing audience, that they in the listening audience, they will also take heed to what you have said this evening and to remember too. If you want the best gift this Christmas, if you want the best peace this Christmas, if you want to live a life that's full and vibrant and just, yes, you will still have some issues and some problems in your life, but praise God Almighty, he will be with there to help you through it. He will carry you. He will hold you. He will comfort you. He will love you. He will be there through thick and thin. That's the promises that God has for us. So although if you're in the listening audience and you may think, I don't have anybody. I don't have anybody to be with. I don't have anybody that cares about me. I don't have no money. You know what? God wants you. God loves you. You don't have to have anything. Just bring him yourself. Bring him your heart and yourself. And I guarantee you, I'm not just telling you something that I heard or that I want to say. I'm telling you what I know for myself.
Amen.
That
Jesus Christ has been the best thing that I've ever done, that I've ever done and I've ever experienced. And my joy and my prayer is for everyone in the listening audience to have the same joy, to have that same peace, no matter what your circumstances may be, no matter what you're going through, no matter what this world is throwing at you, and Lord knows it throws a lot at us, but no matter what you're going through, no matter what your children putting you through, no matter what your husband, your wife may be going through, God has a plan for you, a purpose for you, that you can live this life in spite of everything that's going on and still have joy and still have peace. You say, well, how can that be? How can that be? Well, like Pastor said, the greatest gift, you got to give your life to Jesus. Give it to him. Don't worry about how he going to do it, when he going to do it. Immediately as you ask him into your heart, just like that. Your whole life will change. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness, and I thank God for my pastors. I want everybody to know those are my pastors right there, y'all. And if you're looking for a church home where you can have love and understanding, and you can learn that Bible like Pastor is speaking, you can learn it and know what it's talking about because it's speaking to you as a child of the Most High God. This is the place. This is the day. This is the hour. Give your life to Jesus. Hook into this ministry where you can learn and live and have a life that you always dreamed about. Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Associate Pastor Manley. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement to the audience, those that encourage. If you don't know, as Associate Pastor Manley just shared, you know, this would be a wonderful time. You think about this time being a time where we're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What an awesome time it would be for anyone that does not know the Lord as Lord and Savior to get to know him during this Christmas season. Oh, you've heard many say, Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, I say Jesus is the reason for every season, and especially during this time of the year where the world stops, and be able to recognize the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, you've got all of this other that's out there, people trying to run and purchase this and grab hold of that, but there is no gift. There is no greater gift that has been given to mankind than the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Lord Almighty God sending his son to this earth. He didn't have to come. Hello, we need to really realize he came down from his throne in glory. He did not have to come. But because God loved us so much.
Love you.
He loved you. He loved me. He loves us so much that he wanted to ensure that we had a pathway back to him. And so he sent the most precious thing to him, which was his only begotten son, to live and to die, and was resurrected for your sins and mine. And he paid a great cost. Don't think because salvation is free that Jesus didn't pay a great cost. Oh, yes, he did. He paid it all for your sins and for mine. So if you don't know him as Lord and Savior of your life, call us 6399. I'm getting ready to come to you. But if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, what an awesome opportunity it would be to get to know him and to give your life to him today. Don't wait. Give your life to him today. Today is the day of salvation. Praise God. And Romans 10:9-10 just tells us that as simple as just saying a prayer and saying and confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart and saying, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I ask you to come in. I know that you were brought to this world to redeem me of my sins, to restore me back to right relationship with my heavenly Father, to revive that which was in me that was dead because of sin and to make it alive again because of your precious shed blood. Oh, and if you believe that and you ask Jesus to come into your heart and take charge of your life for the rest of your life and you agree to serve him, then you are saved.
Amen.
And we welcome you into the body of Christ tonight, praise God. And we give God the praise. Oh, yes, we do. We're going to go to caller number 6399. Let us hear from you. Praise God. Caller 6399. Go right ahead, please.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, we'd like to honor you all, Pastor and First Lady. Amen. We love you.
Pastor, come in and just say,
awesome word tonight. awesome word tonight. I'm just, I'm just tickled to death and blessed and highly favored with the God on tonight for that word. And I just wanted to say that I got to reading the word, and I was thinking about this God Christmas plan. And the first thing I was thinking about, even though you was talking about the redemption, talking about the restoring and the revival and all the restoration and revival and all that stuff, and I got to be thinking about it. I say, well, Lord, you know, if didn't nobody get nothing else for Christmas, they can always say something that they got God's plan. But I could go a little bit further and say that he got his bag-up plan. His plan was a bag-up plan, but when the devil thought he had us, but God came along with another plan. So every time that we think we losing, we still gaining. And God still got a bag-up plan for our lives. Just like you was quoting the scripture. Amen. That he know the plan that he has for us, and the thoughts for that of good and not of evil, bring us to an expected end. So if God got the plan already fixed, the Christmas plan has already been made and already been fixed. So if you don't get anything else for Christmas, you can get this plan.
That's right.
Get this redemption plan. Get redemption.
Yes,
Lord,
sir.
I just want to add to that. That was just so beautiful tonight. I just praise God for the word and thank God for you all. Taking out your time to feed the people of God. And I tell you, awesome job. I mean, people don't understand how hard it is to take out your own schedule just to sit down and study to prepare just for a word such as this. I mean, especially for a time as this. When people are really going through, especially in this season, so many people have lost loved ones and going through stress and don't have money, don't know how they're going to do for the kids, and all these speculations that them put on us, but God still got a plan.
Oh, yes.
I just thought for you all, and I pray God to continue to lift you all up and continue to take you higher, and that's our prayer for you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Victor Henderson. We thank God for you as well. Thank God for you as well as your beautiful wife, Sister Dorothy Henderson, also. And thank God for you sharing those words to our listening audience tonight. Oh, yes, God has a plan, and it is a wonderful plan for your life. That's one thing that we can be assured of where our Heavenly Father is concerned. Oh, he has a plan, and it is a good plan, a glorious plan, a plan that he shares in his book of love from Genesis to Revelation. Not only does he have a plan in the birthing of his Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but even one day as Jesus Christ, he lived, died, and was resurrected. Oh, he's got a plan for his son to come back again.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he does. And even in all of the difficulties and circumstances that you may be going through, always know this. God, Jesus Christ, he went away to prepare a place for us that where he is, we may be also. Amen. He is coming back again. He is coming back again. And we want to be ready. We want to be ready, praise God. We want to be ready. Is there another tonight? Thank you, Associate Pastor Manley. Thank you, Pastor Victor Henderson.
God bless.
Praise God, and God bless the both of you for sharing in the conversation tonight regarding God's Christmas plan. We pray that the message was a blessing to everyone that was on the line. Go forth during this season. Continue to keep the reason, Jesus Christ, as the reason for the season at the forefront of your mind and all that you do in celebration of his birth. And we give God all the praise. Have an awesome week in the Lord as we're getting ready to close out this broadcast. Tune in again next week by the grace of God, right here at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Seasons of Purpose Radio broadcast. We love you. Have an awesome week.
And
to
God
be all the glory. Have a wonderful night, and God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm
somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you
Thank you.